Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting third. The center fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pachyoruk moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Dibzinski steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. There goes Luzinski. The throw from Slott to second, and Luzinski is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dibzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Way then for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nyman fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Kittle moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Chris Nyman. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker pinch hits for Vance Law. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball towards right. Roberts settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Roberts. Squires scores. Kittle scores. Walker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Scott Fletcher now playing third base. Salome Barojas now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Patchy Orick, who is chasing the ball. Way then reaches third base with a triple. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Leon Roberts. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins pinch hits for Don Slott. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Joe Simpson pinch runs for Willie Akins. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Joe Simpson now playing first base. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pachyorek moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pachyorek scores. Baines moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Royals. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Mark Hill. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baines scores. Squires moves to second. It's 6-5, Royals. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The Royals will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Way then steals second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheridan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. It's 7-5, Royals. Juan Agosto now pitching. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agosto fires to first and picks off Sheridan. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pachyorek. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Juan Agosto. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 4 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.